Okay, so last week we went about halfway through the second paragraph. We decided to use the original and work off that. So we stopped at about, here, let me go over here, this halfway point, right? Did I remove it? Yeah, I removed the star. I forgot where we were exactly. But we were about like right here, I think. And I sent that over Telegram, so hopefully we can at least look it over and get some ideas for going on. The only thing I really did was, on my end here, I just made a little change here, and we can go over the scriptures I added in. Because, like I said, most importantly, I think I want to just add scripture references to stuff. So, let's go ahead and, oh wait, hold on, is that group edit? Oh yeah, that's just the original. Okay. Let's go ahead and just go through kind of what I did on mine, and then we can see, go over any changes if you guys have anything to show us here. And let's go ahead and read scriptures as we go. Somebody wants to go ahead and pull up Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 9, Proverbs 22, 6, and 2 Timothy 3, 15. Man. All right, so starting from the top, it says, we also engage. I changed that to commit just because the previous paragraph also said engage, and it just sounded repetitive. So we also commit to maintain family. I changed secret devotion to private worship because, yeah, I just didn't, I don't know, secret devotion, private worship. I guess either way you want to put that. And I changed religiously educate to educate our children in the scriptures. The reason I changed that was I think it just had more biblical language and it allowed me to put some more scripture to it. So we can read those real quick. And like I said, mine isn't definitive. We can flip everything back if we want to. So educate our children in the scriptures. So who has Deuteronomy 6? Who wants to read that? Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 9. Or I mean, I can also read stuff. Let me. Well. Yeah, well, if Luke took the time to memorize it, let's go ahead and let him get his extra points in. You didn't get the extra credit. Yeah. Yeah, so that's why I changed it from religiously educate to educate our children in the scriptures. We also changed it to the word of God or where we want to there, but I thought the scriptures is more specific and there's scripture for it. Proverbs 22, 6. Okay. All right, read aloud.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
All right, who's got 2 Timothy 3, 15? Antoine. So yeah, I just thought it was important to change that to the scriptures or the word of God or something. So we're not teaching them our religion. We're teaching them the scriptures. So, I mean, if we want to keep that, that's my thought behind that. So seek salvation of our kindred and our acquaintances. And I added and just because it needed added. And to walk circumspectly in the world. Ephesians 5:15. So I want to turn to that one. All right, Miss Nancy.
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
Man. All right, if somebody wants to turn on over to Matthew 5:37 and James 5:12. Man, it's in my throat today. We are just in our dealings, Matthew 5:37. Who's got that? Jake.
But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay.
Yeah, it was more like the surety of your word, less than dealings, but I thought it was appropriate. James 5:12. I can turn over to it. Whoever gets there first.
James 5:12.
Yeah.
I got it.
All right, Jake again. Yeah, so again, those are more just having, like, being true to your word more than just in our dealings, but I thought they were applicable. Of course, we can just remove those if you think those go away. Faithful in our engagements, Hebrews 3:5. Antoine. Yeah, so Moses was faithful, and it was spoken of even afterwards. Exemplary in our deportment, 1 Timothy 3:7. Okay, read aloud.
Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil.
Man. 1 Timothy 3:7. Can you also read 4:12? That's 1 Timothy 3:7?
That's 2 Timothy.
Okay.
And you're in 1 Timothy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Can you move a little bit down to 4:12?
I'm sorry?
1 Timothy 4:12, if you still have that page open. All right, Brother Luke. Amen. And then Ephesians 5:3. All right.
But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints.
And then these next ones. So my thoughts on these next ones, it was kind of, I don't know why these were chosen specifically, tattling, backbiting, and excessive anger. Anybody have any thoughts on those, or why those ones are picked specifically, or should we change or add to that? I mean, we could just add a whole list of things from Ephesians 5, but I mean.
Can you increase that a little bit?
Yeah, I should be able to a little bit. It's just hang off the screen eventually. Yeah, that should work. Okay. Yeah, so the covenant currently has tattling, backbiting, and excessive anger. Which I'm not sure if why those specifically were picked, or if we want to change those out, or just have good behavior in general, like covered by Ephesians 5, or I'm not sure like why those were picked, or if we want to leave those in, or thoughts? Brother Luke?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, as we've noticed very recently, gossip tears things apart.
Yeah.
So tattling, backbiting, anger. Is there anything we should like add to that or remove one of those, or you think we're good?
Did you ask about, I'm sorry, like up above, did we talk about that as far as like private worship?
Oh, yeah. So, like I said, that's just my thought on there. I saw secret devotion. Like, I get the idea, because, you know, there are scriptures like, you know, pray to your father in secret, reward thee openly. I don't know. I know we use the word devotions and stuff like that, just how we use it, but I'm not.
Devotions.
Devotion, like secret devotion. Yeah. So, I mean, that was just a preference on there, and it's because it sounded odd to say secret devotion. I think it makes more sense to say private worship. But like I said, this is just like my ideas, and then we can, if you had any thoughts on that, we can definitely throw some stuff on there as well.
I guess I was just wondering about putting some, because the references seem to only focus on religion, or, you know, teaching the children, which is
Oh, sure. What kind, do you have one like offhand?
The one you were talking about seemed pretty good.
Yeah, when I was writing this up, that didn't come to mind, but now it did. Whoops. Whoops. Caps lock. 96. Here, let me look up the verses on that so I can put those in specifically. Where in Matthew 6 is that verse, though? Take heed. Oh, it's not true. As long as you I did remember this. So, yeah, the reason I didn't put that scripture on here, because it seemed more like, I don't know, I guess it just seemed more like related to, not really boasting, but, I don't know. We could definitely add that in there. It's Matthew 6.
Yeah,
that's what we're figuring out, yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Verse 5.
That's what we're figuring out. Yeah, because I was just looking, because it seems like in context, starting at verse 1, it's, it can apply.
Matthew 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's another thought as we're going down, getting down to like excessive anger, tattling, stuff like that. Honestly, as we're going over in qualifications of a bishop, I think most of those ideally like should apply to all Christians.
Right.
So I mean, it's like, so where do you start and stop with excessive anger, backbiting, like, you know?
That's what I was saying. I think 2 Timothy is, you know, Paul's instruction to Timothy as a pastor, but
yeah. Okay. Anyways, as we reword our own, we can hit that again, too. All right, so back down here, we got exemplary deportment. I think that's important to have in here. Avoid tattling, backbiting, excessive anger. If we're okay with just those three, we could leave those there. Or we could add some if we need to put anything specific. Like I said, because this verse in particular seems to be spiritual life of the believer and conduct toward brethren and in public. But mostly this seems to be doing in public. Excess of anger. Okay, a person's behavior or manners? Let's see, a way of behaving, way of acting, way of conducting. We can change that.
So
I think reputation.
Behavior and manners, you can put that.
Okay.
I think most people would understand behavior and manners more than deportment.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, when I was pulling scripture for that, I was thinking things about your reputation in public and stuff like that. So, exemplary in our behavior would be good. Do we want to mention in public or in reputation?
If we have a reverence.
exemplary in our, yeah, the references are there and they're related. So we could do behavior.
I think behavior and manners sounds, like you actually say that.
Okay. Okay, do we need to mention about in public or not, or is it just kind of implied?
Sorry.
Do we need to mention anything about in public or our reputation, or is that kind of implied? Because I think deportment was a good word choice just because it implied, like, your reputation.
Yeah, but I think also that applies to your private exercises as well.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good to me. Any other thoughts on that? Nope. Okay.
So that way somebody doesn't think, well, as long as I have good behavior manners in front of everybody, and I can act however I want in private.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so avoid all tattling. We can read the scripture on there if we want to. But, yeah, mostly I was just wondering, like, why those were picked. But I think those are good because those are things a lot of churches deal with. Tattling, backbiting, excessive anger. We abstain from the... I changed this part here a little bit to be more specific or include more things. We abstain from the sale and use of intoxicating drink, and I added, and substances, and replaced as a beverage, because, of course, this has a... What else would you do with a drink? It's a beverage. So I changed it to sale or and use of intoxicating drink... and substances for, and I changed it for recreational use, because I mean, obviously, there's drugs that you would not take for recreation that you would take in a hospital. So I thought that was important to change that. Any thoughts on that sentence?
I can't think right now, but I don't know. Something seems off with recreational use.
Well, like I said, it was as a beverage before. That doesn't cover. Other substances, and there are legitimate uses for,
right.
Like, substances.
I mean, like, when I eat breakfast or lunch or dinner, it's not really considered a recreation.
Right.
I'm not looking at it right, but I'm like thinking.
I agree with you.
Yeah, it's not, in other words, what I'm saying is, if it says for recreational
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
People misconstrue words, and that's one of those words.
Well,
in other words, I'll drink a beer with my dinner, but I'm not going to just sit around and drink a beer while I'm watching sports with my friends. That's a no.
Right.
I get what you're saying. So what would be a better way to phrase that?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, I mean, there's intoxicating substances you would take in a hospital.
Yeah. So I think, yeah.
So like some people could take that was like, well, I can't take like any sort of painkillers or anything, like, and also define intoxicating because, you know, you take too much Benadryl and you're intoxicated. I mean.
Right. I think
so that's why I try to qualify it for like recreational use. You're not just taking it for fun. It's like there's a legitimate use of the thing, you know. Okay. So we say like non-medicinal use? Non-medicinal use?
We don't even need the sale and use. Just abstain from intoxicating drink and substances.
Well, then people say, well, I can sell it, but I'm not going to smoke it.
That's actually the original covenant language, the sale and use of. But I think...
Yeah. If I added words, they're in blue.
Yeah, I think that would
could say sale and abuse of intoxicating drink. Well, then some people will say, like, I can drink, just not abuse it.
I'm not thinking perfect. I'm just trying to think of something.
We're brainstorming. We're getting it.
You can put in parentheses after substances, not for the use of, or something about medicinal use, like outside of medicinal use. I mean, since you're talking about...
Yeah, that's where I was going with it. And that, maybe we need to, like, get some studying on it, but I think that should be maybe even up to, like, your conscience and, like, if you're using it medicinally and it's helping you, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess you could say legal use.
I don't like that because there's lots of things that are legal that are immoral.
They gave me fentanyl, and then when I went to rehab, they tried to get me on other drugs to get me out for drinking, of course, like Suboxone and other things, so you can take a certain amount, but as soon as you go over, it's illegal.
Right, but there's also lots of things that we would, like in some states, some drugs are legal, some are not, and in some states, the government will give you a needle so you can shoot up safely.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... Abortion, you know, in some states is legal, and just because it's, you know, legal doesn't make it right. So I don't think we need to focus on the legality of it, because that fluctuates. Brother Luke.
I'd say we can table this for now, study it, come back. But the only other solution I thought of is before use, unscriptural. Sell unscriptural use of intoxicating drink. You know, that may be like, what does that mean?
Okay.
So in other words, it does say in Proverbs, give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish. You know.
What's the verse where it says a little wine for the belly?
That's in Timothy. That's Paul speaking to Timothy.
That just seems like, because there's bad
Yeah.
Scriptural, it depends on who's reading the scripture.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. We're not necessarily trying to put a whole statement of faith in our covenant. Like,
yeah, we still have to accept the fact that we have soul liberty and yeah, we, I don't know. We do want to focus on the scripture, and probably we don't want to be ultra specific on any of these things, like if we like demand in our covenant that we're doing daily devotions with our family at a certain time, and then oops, we miss a day, you know, we're getting church disciplined or something. So no, we probably want to like, yeah, I guess unscriptural use is probably the best way to put it.
For right now.
For now. Like I said, we're going to come back to this after we're done and like have everybody look at it.
I do believe there's another word that we're probably looking for. We haven't found yet.
Yeah. Like I said, we can circle back to it. Right now, unscriptural seems pretty good. All right, so intoxicating drink and substances. I added that in there. Is that good? Because I just want people thinking, like, well, I can't drink wine, but I can do crack, you know.
That's actually one thing I thought was lacking in the covenant because, if you study, and we can put more in the first
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the thing. I personally, I don't take pain pills and stuff like that. I mean, it would take some, probably, like, we're going to put you on pain medicine before I take pain medicine. But I think you studied out, it's pretty concerning, like, some of the stuff that people just readily take without thinking about it too much. But yeah, it's not just intoxicating drink I think we need to be concerned about, but also substance.
Yeah, I think that's probably the... why it's best just leave it unscriptural. That's probably the best way to do. So, like I said, we can circle back around when we do the whole thing again. All right, last little part here, and to be zealous in our efforts to advance the kingdom of our Savior. And I've got Titus 2:14 and Revelations 3:19. If we want to read those real quick. Titus 2:14. Whoever gets there first. If I knew, I would just tell you what it said. I don't know.
I got it.
All right, go.
Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works.
Yeah, we're supposed to be zealous of good works. And Revelations 3:19. Miss Nancy.
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be jealous, therefore, and repent.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's a good thought. Advance the kingdom. What was that? Matthew 28. Yes, please. Yeah, this should be our focus. I don't know why I put Revelation 3:19 in there. I think I was tired. All right. It just had the word zealous in there.
I don't know why Acts 4 came to mind, too.
What's that one?
It talks about when they were persecuted, basically, and it says, and then when they were scattered, basically. But it says, therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere, preaching the word.
Okay, it's Acts 24 what?
Acts 8:4.
Oh, 8:4. Okay. Gotcha. Cool.
Wrong spot.
Yeah, that is the wrong spot, isn't it? What happened there? Axe, there it is. 8. Oh, my num lock's off. There we go. Okay. I think it's good on there. So let's go ahead and go down here to do our like little final draft here. So here's the original. And here's the one I kind of did, and we also did together. So let's just go through this one more time and do a quick final draft here. So I changed engage to commit just because it's repetitive, because it says engage in the last paragraph too. Do we want to change that or not? We also commit to maintain family and...
Did you change it to commit?
Yeah, I changed it to commit just because like it says engage also in the other paragraph, and it seemed repetitive. But I mean, that's just nitpicky on my end, so.
Yeah, I don't mind being repetitive. I think in a sense it's, like you said, you keep it in a...
Okay, we can keep it.
I don't know about everybody else, but my thoughts on the covenant is it is meant almost to be a type of poetic, almost like your marriage vows, like those are not necessarily seem to be stated.
We can keep engaged. That's fine. All right, that's fine. If you haven't noticed, I'm the type that gets bogged down in technical details, and so if you can stop me, that's fine. All right, so we also engage to maintain. I think up here, I had private worship. Do we want to keep secret devotion, or is private worship a better phrase, or? Leave as is, private worship.
I guess I lean more towards secret because it's a more biblical term.
Okay. I'll copy those. Oh no. I'll copy the references though. As long as everybody likes those references. Do we like devotion or worship? Devotion's fine. Leave as is. Sorry. devotion or worship? Devotion's in there originally. Keep it good as is. Change to worship. Like I said, my thought was private worship, but secret devotion I think is fine. Okay, we'll leave it. I was thinking worship them in spirit and in truth and stuff like that. I think worship was just a more commonly used phrase for like the believer. Actually, I don't think I added that into the references. What is that?
Sorry?
Do you know? Actually, I don't think I added that in here. What is that verse?
That is John chapter 4.
Let's look it up. Let's see. John 4. Yeah. Living water, springing up. Oh, here it is. 4:24. Yeah, I think worship's just a better word than devotion, but it's more specific. All right, to religiously educate our children. Up here when we talked, we put to educate our children in the scriptures. Do we want religiously educate or educate in scriptures or educate in the word of God? Or like I said, I guess my thought was more just teaching the word of God, and that's what the scriptures are related to, and less about our religion specifically.
I don't know if that's focusing on our religion more than it is like maybe the colloquial term for religious. You understand what I'm saying? Like I religiously take a shower.
Oh, I gotcha. We could religiously educate them in the scriptures.
Or we regularly, you know.
Yeah, to make it more clear. I mean, if we're committing to educate our children in scriptures, if we're not doing it, like, regularly.
Right.
So I think it's kind of implied if we're using the word that way. Because
yeah.
I took the other meaning of the word. So do we want to just do educate our children in the scriptures?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we'll do in scriptures and grab the addresses here. Yeah, there we go. Or we could be super specific.
I also had another thought. I don't know if y'all, because like the covenant seemed like it was meant to be read like just through without necessarily, I was just wondering if maybe we wanted to put like footnotes and have the scriptures at the end.
We could, if we just like end it with a giant stream of scriptures at the end. How do you know where they go and what they relate to?
Yeah.
Without making it look like a technical document, like see paragraph one. It's like put annotations everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you can read it through without like stopping at all the scriptures. They're just there. It's my thought. I mean, any other thoughts on that?
Yeah,
the only reason I'm stopping to read scriptures here, just so you know, like what I picked and why, and then I discover, oops, I didn't mean the scripture, and so I remove it. All right. Seek salvation of our kindred and our acquaintances, which I don't think I touched on that. Nope. Oh, I put and to walk circumspectly in the world. That's just grammar. Okay, and I've got scriptures for that. Circumspectly in the world, Ephesians 5:15. All right.
Phrases and terminology is actually, you know, scriptural terminology.
Yeah, and that's why we're just tweaking words too to make sure it is. Let's see.
So like circumspected, like Ephesians 5:15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And you already got that in there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Ephesians 5:15. Let's see, so I just left those as it as is and added scripture, excessive anger. Okay, and then we got the drugs. Let's see, here we are. We abstain from the sale and unscriptural use of intoxicating drink and substances. And then I'll grab these here. Yeah, I'll grab those references there. So just a second. Intoxicating drink. Remove the beverages. All right, and what did we do here? We did unscriptural use and drinking substances. Unscriptural use of alcoholic drinks and substances. Okay, so unless we have anything else, I think that does it for that paragraph. Good? All right. Yeah, let's read that once more over. We'll skip the scriptures this time. We also engage to maintain family and secret worship, to religiously educate our children in this. Oh, yeah, we removed that. Yeah, good thing we read over that again. To educate our children in the scriptures, to seek the salvation of our kindred and our acquaintances, and to walk circumspectly in the world. We are just in our dealings, faithful in our engagements, and exemplary in our behavior and manners. To avoid all tattling, backbiting, and excessive anger, we abstain from the sale and unscriptural use of intoxicating drink and substances, and to be zealous in our efforts to advance the kingdom of our Savior.
Good. I was just thinking that after the seek the salvation of our kindred and our acquaintances, a good reference would probably be Mark 16:15.
Okay. What's that one? I couldn't find a good one for that.
Preach the gospel to every creature.
Okay, that'll work. Yeah, I couldn't think of a good one for that one, but more scripture better.
Yeah, it says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
All right, that'll work. Okay, so I guess, what was that? It, I guess? Yeah, we went over two. Oh, yeah, we didn't go over number two like we were going to. Oh, yeah, we forgot to go over two. We jumped straight to three. Yeah, there's that little star. Yeah, I'm dumb. Okay, so let's back up a little bit. Paragraph two. I remember we stopped halfway through. That was the thing. So let's just read through this real quick. So reworking again, this is about supporting the church and its function. Here's where we were in our group rework. We engage to walk together in Christian love as one body. We strive for the advancement of the members of our church and knowledge, holiness, and comfort. And then I had a note here, and conduct. I think, do we want to mention conduct at all? Or I think holiness is fine. Yeah, holiness, that's repetitive. And here's where we stopped. And this is the original here. So we'll just go through there. So to promote its prosperity and spirituality, to sustain its worship, ordinances, discipline, and doctrines, to contribute cheerfully and regularly to support the support of the ministry, the expenses of the church, the relief of the poor, and the spread of the gospel through all nations. So I remember we talked about the relief of the poor thing last week, if we wanted to keep that in there, because it's not necessarily like our main mission or anything. So we were talking about scripture for that. I think someone says the relief of the poor is like in the scripture, word for word. I could not find that. The closest I could find was maybe Galatians 2:10, and then Leviticus 25:35. Now, we do have the one about the fatherless and widow and their affliction, James 1:27. That doesn't necessarily mean you're poor. We could say, like, if in that case, we could do, like, the relief of the afflicted or something like that. Yeah, they don't have their father to provide.
Yeah.
So we can put that as a reference then, James 1:27. Oops.
Of course, everyone's greatest affliction is the lack of salvation, but that's what we're visit, I think, has to do with that. I was just going up above, I was thinking of 1 Peter 1:15 through 16 would be good for after holiness. It says, but as he which hath called you is holy,
okay. So let me add James 1:27 to the poor here. This is, what did I do? Where is that at? Right, undo. Hold on. Expense of the church. Yeah, we'll add in here. James 1:27. Okay. So I'm trying to figure out what I did here. Support of the ministry, extend the church, relief of the poor, and the spread of the gospel through all nations. Why did I remove that? Why is that gone? And where was that?
Galatians chapter 2, verse 2.
Okay, yeah, that's what I had there. I wasn't sure how it applied, but because I was reading that, I'm like, not that I disagree. I was just wondering, like, how does remember the poor, like, work in the context and all that? I guess it's as far as spreading the gospel goes, don't forget about the poor.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so, promise for spirituality. So we put there the knowledge of scriptures. Yeah, added that in there. Okay, so let's go ahead and we'll go ahead and remove those here. Bop, 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 bop. Okay, so I know we have the church of spirituality in here. Prosperity, spirituality. Oh yeah, I broke those out. And then we'll pour. Church. Why is that missing? Yeah, we want the spread of the gospel through all nations. Unless we already said it once. Where is that? So here we go. So I think this is the one we're working on. We remove some of that stuff. Yeah, let's just copy it down. Okay, so we had my suggested one at the top, and I think I changed too much on it. So we as a local church body, we remove that. We engage to walk together in Christian love. Oh, sorry. So, yeah, let's just go with the original one. We'll just add some scriptures to it. Because I think when I did mine on my own, I got way too involved and changed way too much. So... let's see, we can add this in here. Let's just add that scripture down at the bottom. All right, so we stopped here. We engage to walk together in Christian love as one body. We added scripture. We strive for the advancement of the members of our church in knowledge. holiness, and comfort. And here we go, to promote its prosperity and spirituality. I'm not sure, where was that at? Church's functions, giving regularly and cheerfully. Yeah, because I remember there was some kind of weird phrasing there I didn't like, but if we like it, we can keep it. Well, I think... Oh, I didn't... No, yeah, I'm sorry, I got confused at the beginning of this thing here. So we're supposed to start off with paragraph 2, and then we went straight to paragraph 3, and I totally forgot about this one. So what we did here was, here's some, like, kind of notes. I did this one, but I think I just kind of changed, like, way too much. So we decided, let's just go back to the original and edit that. So we got about this far. So holiness and comfort, and then we stopped here. So to promote its prosperity and spirituality, what reference did you have? What's the abbreviation for 3 John?
3 John what?
3 John.
3 John 1, 2.
Oh, it's just J-O.
The John.
3 John.
All right. And we got in spirituality, and we're about out of time, but in spiritual out, I can't. I'm illiterate. You're learning that. All right. So... functions. Trying to figure out. Here we go. Right there, the worship. Oh yeah, we definitely wanted to add the gathering to worship because that was kind of missing. And it's very important, so we'll definitely add that in. So we'll do that. Spirituality. Say gathering to worship regularly. I think, what's the reference? Hebrews 10:25. There we go. I think we wanted to replace that with that. Okay. And this is, and to support its ordinances, discipline, and doctrines. Oh yeah, we got some scripture here. Wow, we'll just replace that. There we go. And then we have, we contribute cheerfully and regularly to the support of the ministry. Did I have anything here, scripture for that? I don't think so. Okay, here we go. 2 Corinthians 9:7. The expense of the church, the relief of the poor, and the spread of the gospel through all nations, Matthew 28:19-20. And I think, yeah, that's all we wanted to do on that one. So let's read that one real quick on our last minute, and then we'll go from there. So we've got, we engage to walk together in Christian love as one body. We strive for the advancement of the members of our church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort to promote its prosperity and spirituality. Gathering to worship regularly and keeping the ordinances and maintaining sound doctrine. And that's too many ands. There we go. We contribute cheerfully and regularly to the support of the ministry, the expenses of the church, the relief of the poor, and the spread of the gospel through all nations. Good. Any final thoughts?
I think you had references for holiness and comfort.
supposed to be giving worshipers and poor, giving regularly, knowledge of scriptures, holiness. Oh, okay. Knowledge. Oh, yeah, because I put reputation here as well. We'll do reputation and holiness. We'll add that in there. There we go. Hold on, let me add this in here, and then we'll add that in there as well. Reputation. And you said, where was that scripture for?
1 Peter 1:15-16, but as he which is called...
But for what part?
I'm sorry?
But for what part were we adding that in?
Holiness, after holiness.
Okay. Sorry, so 1 Peter... Me too. It's okay. All right.
Now, you already have all those references there.
I think that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's probably good.
Interesting.
All right, yeah, break up. So I'll post what we came up with so you can look it over again just at your leisure. If you have your stuff here, I'll also post this as well. What we're doing next week is going over this last section here. Paragraph 4. I'll just do 4 and 5 together because it's very short. I know paragraph 3 was kind of thick. I'm surprised we made it through there. So paragraph 4 and 5, function as one body, and this last one, if MRBC is dissolved. My only thought, kind of looking at it from the beginning, was knit together in love, add in there. But anyways, I'll post that on Telegram, just what we're doing next week and what we have so far, and then we'll go from there. So look over the last little section of the covenant, and we'll do it.